A Psalm 121 Prayer by Tiffany Tibalt, read by Leah Martin. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, 1 through 2. I lived in a house for 10 years that had a large window facing east. Directly in my view, centered in that window, was a very tall hill. Every day I was blessed to be able to look out that window and remind myself of Psalm 121. I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? During the busy season of raising my daughters to the brink of their teenage years, I needed that reminder often. It was during those years that we faced a host of struggles common to many. One year in particular, though, was almost more than we could handle. During that year, we dealt with the loss of a child, our dog, a friend, and a family member, all within 4 months. Then thrown on top of that, we received the diagnosis of an illness that would take all of our strength to overcome. There's no life on this earth that escapes trouble. Moments of despair, seasons of illness, relationship struggles, unexpected bills and job losses. We can do what we can to prepare or to even limit them, but there's no secret to preventing or stopping trouble from coming into our lives. However, the truth in Psalm 121 is that we do have someone who can help us get through the tough times. We simply must look up. In Jerusalem, the place of worship was up on the hill. The writer of this verse was reminding himself and telling us that God is always there. Looking up to the hill is a visual reminder, a deliberate action of faith that allows us to believe and to tell us that God waits for us to worship Him, to speak with Him, to cling to Him. As I'd look up to the hill each morning, as I opened the shutters, I reminded myself that my help comes from the Lord. This is true in my life as well as yours. We like to use the phrase, things are looking up. Well, of course, they are. Not only did God create both heaven and earth, but He cares about every situation that happens in your life. As you intentionally look up to the Lord and seek Him for the help and strength to get through each day, He will move. He will act. And He will help you to overcome every single difficulty you're facing in your life today. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you're good. Thank you for the truth of this Bible verse, that my help comes from you. Thank you, Father, that you're always there. I lift my eyes up to you. I thank you that I can turn to you at any moment. Today, Lord, I bring you all of my situations. Where does my help come from? It comes from you, the maker of heaven and earth. Please guide me as I work with the people whom you've brought across my path today. Help me to respond in a way that reflects my trust in you. In all my difficult stuff today, Lord, please help me. Give me wisdom and understanding for each situation. I trust you, Lord, to be with me through each and every moment of my day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.